Putting on makeup, changing a CD, screening children in the back seat, and one hopes this program on the car radio. All these things can be distractions for drivers. A committee on Capitol Hill examined the issue yesterday. While there may be many things to take drivers' eyes off the road, one particular device is getting the most heat. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
It's the cell phone, the whipping post du jour, blamed for everything from causing cancer to hastening the end of public civility. And now it's being blamed for causing traffic accidents. Bob Shelton, the head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, says his agency is concerned with a host of new distracting gadgets for the car, including onboard navigation systems and email, but
the cell phone in particular has become a significant highway safety concern.
Picture the driver talking on the phone, so involved in the conversation, he's oblivious to merging traffic, pedestrians, or even stoplights. That was the case in an accident involving Patricia Penna. Her 2-year-old daughter was killed when a driver on a cell phone ran through a stop sign and plowed into her car.
Days later, the district attorney called to say that there was nothing he could do. There's no penalty for ordinary negligence behind the wheel of a car when the result is death. Using a cellular phone while driving is perfectly legal. The driver simply received 2 traffic tickets in the mail and a $50 fine.
Penna says the U.S. should do what 20 other industrialized nations have done, ban the use of handheld cell phones in the car. Several localities have already done so, but so far there are no state laws and little appetite in Washington to enact federal legislation. One reason, as safety officials admit, there isn't enough data out there to convict the cell phone. Most states don't keep information on whether driver distraction was a factor in accidents, and of those states that do, only a few break it down into what type of distraction. And there are certainly plenty of other distractions that can cause an accident, as Alaskan Republican Congressman Don Young notes.
I have seen ladies. The other day I saw one that was, now get this, she was putting lipstick on and doing her eye makeup, driving the car with her elbows. Now that's a real trick.
It's estimated that driver inattention in general causes about a quarter of all car crashes. A study by the University of North Carolina used what little data is available to find out what the biggest distractions are. At the top of the list, things outside the car, followed by adjusting the radio or CD player, and then other people in the car. Way down on the list is cell phone use. The cell phone industry claims the phones can actually increase safety on the road. The industry says each day 120,000 911 calls are made by people in their cars, and it's airing ads like this one on radio stations.
But if you use your phone while driving, first ask yourself, is this the right time to make a call? Will this call distract me from my first responsibility to drive safely? The wireless phone industry reminds you to drive safely.
And they advocate using a hands-free cell phone. But there's no evidence that hands-free is safer. That's because what causes drivers to be distracted isn't the actual pushing of buttons, but the conversation, the attention it takes to focus on the call rather than the road. So if that's true, how distracting is conversation with passengers? Or the undivided attention you drivers are paying right now to this radio report? Or your deep thoughts on the nature of the universe? Well, don't think too hard about that. If you're behind the wheel, keep your eyes and your mind on the road. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Washington.